The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes guns, sometimes politics, sometimes game laws, sometimes ethics. Anyway, we're here. Our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We have two callers on the line. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Hello.
Gary.
How you doing today?
You, how are you?
I'm doing good. I listen to you a lot on Saturdays. It's the first time I called, but like I say, I've been hunting 53 years, so everything I learned on the skid go, you know what I mean? I'm a mountain
get go, you mean by the seat of your pants and that type of thing and experience and I get that.
Yeah, I got out of the Army in 68 and I told my wife, I said, well, I'm not going to go to work for a while. So I went up and spent time with my cousin. I made a dairy farm, all that. So I stayed up there with him for a while, and he said, come up, go hunting with us. I said, nah, I don't know. So first year I went up, I froze to death because I didn't know how to dress. But I went on, and like I say, I took my son, taught him everything I know, everything I learned. I took him the first year and made him just sit. Everything I did, everywhere I went, I took him. And he learned, and now I did my grandson the same way. So he learned like that too. And I told him the main thing about hunting is you don't shoot at nothing unless you're 100 or 1,000% sure that it's a deer.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to give you that little note. Anyway, like I said, I know your wife's having some health problems, but my wife's had all kind of problems. She had foot reconstructed four times. Both her knees have been done. Her eyes have been done. She got 5 screws in her shoulders. She got 2 metal plates in her back.
Oh, my God. Okay. I get the point. Wow.
One of those electric pain things in her back here about a month or so ago. So she's seen the gauntlet. So, but if she lives through, April will be married 59 years. So she ain't giving it up. So
I got it.
But I got a song for your wife and you.
Okay.
It's called Help Is On The Way by Dole Lawson and Quicksilver.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoy the song and have a great day and take care
of
yourself.
All right, buddy. Help is on the way. We'll make sure to look that one up, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks, Gary. There he goes. All right, let's talk to Lee. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, Alan. Hi.
How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm in my vehicle, so.
I got it.
You got me? Hey, that picture I sent you of that cobia was from October, it looks like October 14th of 1944.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here, I gotta read this. A test torpedo hits river oyster boat. Missile from Potomac River Range shakes up two men.
That would do it, yeah.
And my brother here's the what's written. My brother came rushing back from the cabin. He said that the torpedo impact had shattered every piece of china on the table and into the cupboards, that the lids of the stove had blown off, and that he had to duck to escape flying cooking utensils, pots, and pans. Water began to pour in. It looked like every seam had opened up. 5 feet in the bow were splintered and shattered. Now, I'm assuming this is, you know, they were testing ordnance, you know, for World War II, but this is, I'm guessing out near the practice ships or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Their tongues and boat Captain John Hudley, Captain Edgar Chatterman, and William Hudley, at the Tidewells came alongside and made their fastened lines to the boat. Boat sank fast. The boat was sinking fast, and just so we gained the deck of the rescue boats, she submerged to the decks. Three boats held their lines fast and towed my boat to shallow water, beaching it after a two-hour pull on the shore near Ragged Point Light.
Ragged Point, yeah, okay. Yep.
Isn't that crazy? The explosion,
that is crazy.
The explosion swept overboard a lot of our oyster tying gear, a lot of boats, stores, and
well, they're lucky to escape with their lives, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just thought I found this. I'm like, wow, what a cool story.
Yeah, a piece of ordnance got loose somewhere.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Well, I mean, have you ever been in the lower bay when they're bombing they're using the cement bombs to bomb the ships?
No.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun to watch that.
The only thing I was out when I was young, I was probably 12 years old, my grandfather took us out off a watcher frig.
Right.
And Alan, they were sinking, I think it was an old Navy ship, and they were purposely sinking it for the use of artificial reef.
Yeah.
We were no longer, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 months later, and we were out there fishing for, what is it, sea bass, black sea bass?
Sea bass, tautog, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. But,
yeah, they do. They have a big reef program. They have a big reef program in Ocean City. They've sunk trolley cars and, you know, barges and all kinds of stuff off Ocean City.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, yep.
Yeah, I just got I'll get a kick out of seeing these old Johnny's and Sammy's, the place to eat down on Route 50. Is that still around?
No.
Remember that? Do you remember that, Johnny?
No, I don't. I do remember. I don't know if you ever hunted out west. Do you remember Shipways on old Route 40 going out west, out to Garrett County? Shipways was a restaurant, gas station, stood on the right hand side on the way out.
Yeah.
Big place. Yeah. It was a deer checking station and you know, gathering place for hunters and all that. Now, I'd been in there once, and the only thing I remember about it is Bill Burton wrote a story about it one time where he was sitting there having breakfast one morning on the first day of deer season, and a fella brought in a goat to check in.
Okay, goat, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Got this spike buck back here on the farm.
Yep, there you go. Well.
Oh, my gosh.
I find some of these old, again, from 1946. Now, this is a trip going down to Cape Charles. Gas, $4.50. 16 dinners, $14. Tip $1.50, gasoline $2.70. I guess that was the return.
Yeah.
He break down the price of oil, 50 cents. Breakfast $3.80. This must be for 16 people. Lunch $3.20.
Wow.
The trip was $100.
Wow.
Fish packing $5. But
oh man, well, back in the day, buddy, in the day. But you know, they probably relate to today's prices. Before Bidenomics, they relate to today's prices.
Oh, I know. The neat thing is all this stuff is written down.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It all starts in this diary starts in the 40s. So it's, neat stuff. And all the way up to when he would take the kids, which would be me, you know.
Right.
But he would always take at least, he had five siblings and would take us all on a individual family trip down there. He got rid of his boat in Middle River. He always wanted to, you know, keep going with the kids, and that was his treat between that and Christmas.
That's
take
cool.
The families out fishing.
Nice. So, all right, Lee. Well, look. I'll see you. We'll be talking, I'm sure, but I'll see you probably on February 3rd.
Yeah, I sent Tackle Box a picture of that, all that crap I got.
Yeah, he just texted me. So
I need to lighten up on my, I got too much stuff now, and I got to, maybe I'll try to get a table up there or something. And,
there you go.
Lighten the load. I'll see you guys up there.
All right. Thanks, Lee. See you, buddy.
Okay,
all right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go. That's funny. Let's talk to Tony in Ridgely. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. Can you hear me all right? I'm driving.
I hear you just fine. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Alan, I just wanted to tell you of an unusual deer hunting season I've had this year.
Good.
I hunted muzzleloader season and the rifle season. And then that 3-day season that we just
had. Yeah.
Alan, I never got cold.
Okay.
Opening morning of muzzleloader season, I shot a doe.
Okay.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Opening morning of rifle season, I shot a nice 7-point buck around 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
The 3-day season, a little at 7:05, I shot a doe. I never got to hunt this year. And all three seasons are shot with a different weapon.
Now I missed what you said on the late season, the late 3-day season. What happened there?
Okay, 7:05, a doe come. I thought it was a buck at first. She had her head to the ground, walking real fast like a buck during the rut.
Yeah.
Which was unusual, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I shot that for a friend of mine that he wanted a deer, and he said, I'll pay for the butchering. So, two deers.
I had a good season as well. I didn't do it. Well, let's see. I shot a deer. I had people with me the first day of a muzzleloader season, early muzzleloader. I had Chris with me. That was his day. I let everything walk by. And I didn't see a buck that I would have shot, but, you know, that was Chris's day. He wound up missing. Finally, the last day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon of the early muzzleloader season, the, you know, either-or season, that early 3-day season, I did take a buck. And, you know, I was thinking about a lot of things. I'd not taken a deer with a muzzleloader for a couple of years. I'd missed last year with a muzzleloader. My freezer was empty. The thermostat went up. So, you know, I wanted to take a deer for meat. And this little buck showed up, and I thanked God for his gift and harvested that one. But that was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. About 7:30, the first morning of firearm season, I was able to take a buck. Chris was with me then, too. Nice 7-point buck. That the 50 caliber muzzleloader on the first buck, the 450 Marlin on the second buck, and then Chris was with me in Cecil County the night he took his first deer. I took a doe with the 270. So I have had a great season. but I will continue to hunt. I have my bonus buck tag left. I'll continue to hunt to through the primitive season. I don't know if I'll get out with the bow. It's pretty busy in the next few weeks, but I will hunt that primitive season at least Thursday and Friday, the 1st and 2nd. The 3rd, we have an event, so I won't be able to hunt that day. But I do hope there's snow on the ground. So,
I started something. I'm in Caroline County. In fact, I live on Krasnow Road by Tucker State Park.
Yeah.
And I live 2 miles from the dam, the lake. I was going to tell you when they allowed the rifles in Caroline County, and I have several rifles, and then I have my dad's rifle. So I shoot a different rifle every season. Now I go, the gun safe's full of guns collecting dust.
Sure.
So you got to shoot them all. I have my favorite, my 270.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
But the big buck I shot this year was with my Model 94-30-30.
Oh man, I love that. I've got a Model 94-30-30 built in 1954, same year as me. I bought it at an auction, and then a friend sold me his 32 Winchester Special that was made in 1952, and I've taken deer with both of those just to say I could still do it. I shot a nice 8-point with my dad's 284 Winchester, the only buck that gun has ever taken. I will occasionally pull down the 300 Winchester mag to deer hunt with, but my 270 is just so lovely. It just shoots so nice and does such a great job. I've had it since, 41 years. It'll soon be 42 years. And I just love that gun. I mean, if there's possible to love a gun, I just enjoy shooting that gun and watching its effect. And
I have confidence in mine. And that's the big thing with the weapon, is the confidence.
Exactly. You've got to have confidence. That's for sure. Yep.
Well, great talking to you. I listen to your show every week. I enjoy everybody calling in and chatting about hunting and fishing and et cetera. You're doing a great job, and we appreciate it.
I thank you very much. Well, I appreciate you listening in Caroline County. That's where my son-in-law and my bonus daughter live. So.
Well, actually, they'll be releasing trout here pretty soon. They always do down here at the still dam by the lake every year, about end of January, February. So.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna try and dedicate a little bit of more time to fishing this year. So, speaking of that, there's a new youth trout fishing day this year, March 23rd. Well, maybe we'll talk more about that when it gets a little closer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, very good.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Take
care. Take care. Happy New Year. Bye bye.
Same to you, buddy. Bye bye. Excuse me. The 18th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction is 2 days this year, January 25th and 26th at A&M Auctions. That's in Parsonsburg, Maryland. You can see the website, amauctions.com. That's where you'll find most of the information. The first day is Thursday, January 25th. It begins at 5:03 p.m., and that auction is online only. You can visit that through the website, amauctions.com. It's timed online bidding via proxy bid, PROXIBID. So you'll see that on the website when you go there. On the auction block that night, thousands of rounds of ammo, knives, hunting, shooting, reloading accessories, and much more. 50-plus lots of plastic and cork hunting decoys, includes Canada geese, mallards, black duck, pintails, wood ducks, widgeons, motion decoys, and others on that evening, Thursday, January 25th. If you want a preview, you can go by the AM Auction site. They're at 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg. On Monday, January 22nd, 2024, from 4 to 7 p.m., or Friday, January 26th, from 4 to 5 p.m., right before the auction starts. See www.amauctions.com for more information. You will be glad you did. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, let me tell you, I talked about a couple of firearms earlier with waterfowl season coming, are still here. I want to talk about a couple of the auto loaders. One of those is the Gold Light 10-gauge field model. It comes in that new Arik camo, new for 2023. Last year, this gun came out. It's a 10-gauge autoloader shotgun. It's got a redesigned stock and forearm with textured gripping surfaces, standard Invector interchangeable choke tube systems with a four-shell magazine capacity. Great for those snow geese during the conservation season, the Gold Light 10-gauge. Now, if you like the standard, the old standby, then take a look at the A5. A5's been around a long time, since the 60s. Reliable, short recoil operated autoloader shotgun with a rugged composite stock. It's recoil operated, not gas operated. Textured gripping surfaces, and it's slim, shim adjustable for the adjustments on the stock, the length of pull, the cast, the drop. In other words, it will fit you like a glove. Full coverage, retro vintage tan camo finish, and it comes with the Invector DS choke tubes. Those two and all the full line of Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore. Been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, hunting supplies, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop, and you'll be glad you did. Our friends at Backyard Billy's, let me tell you, we can't say enough about them. They have anything and everything you need for supplemental heat. Now, they've got the furniture, of course. They've got the dog kennels. They've got the chicken coops. They've got the sheds. They've got all the stuff for your backyard, the tables and chairs. They've got the barbecue grills, the pellet grills. They've got the, Memphis and Traeger. They also have the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. But in that section of the store, behind the grills, you will walk into the section that has the supplemental heat, the stoves and the inserts, the wood stoves, the pellet stoves, the wood inserts, the pellet inserts, the gas inserts, the electric inserts. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. If you need supplemental heat, if you want to talk about, you know, energy credits and tax credits for buying a biomass stove, or insert, you can talk to them about that. They'll be more than glad to talk to you about it. I love the fact that they have personnel there that know what they're talking about, and their prices are good. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? You need to do that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If you live in Baltimore, you don't have to go very far to find Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they have what you're looking for, or anywhere on the Western Shore. Folks on the Eastern Shore know about Backyard Billy's, maybe not. Head up through Graysonville on Route 18, turn on Evans Avenue, and you're right there at Drummer Lane. Okay. Backyard Billy's. We love them. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dragging the line. You know, I want to tell you something about Battery Warehouse. I enjoy going there. They have a line of fire flashlights by a company called Nebo. Best flashlights you ever want to find, and reasonable prices. I have probably almost every model in the line. Not quite, but every one. They have a little rechargeable deal that is, well, a number of them. This one I have in my hand has got a 6X zoom. And I can't tell you how many lumens it is, but I love it. You just recharge it, and it fits in your pocket. It's a little bit bigger than a shotgun shell, and it's a mini. And then I've got one right here in my hand, a Nebo. It's got a knife, a nice knife, sharp knife. You can field dress with it. It's got a flashlight, and it's also a phone charger, and it's rechargeable. So you charge that up. You can charge your phone. And they do have a good line of phone chargers, this company called Nebo. And so I charge this up on my charger. It's got the USB port, and then this one has a mini. But when you want to charge your phone, you just plug the USB cord into it, and you know, whatever fits your phone. You have to get a cord to fit your phone. Plug it in there, and you charge your phone right back up. It's pretty cool. Nebo, great flashlights. At Battery Warehouse in Eldersburg. All right, let's see. We got Gary on the line, Gundock. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Wet Gundock.
Wet? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Wet.
Yep, no question.
Anyway, I was trying to get an update on fishing rules for this year for the
Rockies. Don't have them yet.
In the bay.
Don't have them yet.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I don't know anything.
Right.
Oh,
right.
When's it coming out?
I don't know. I think there's a meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission this month. I'm not sure when. I think it's this coming week, if I recall. But I think the final stuff will come out after that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, don't have anything yet. But I will tell you, there's probably going to be some restrictions. I don't look for a trophy season this year. If I do, it'll be very, very limited.
Okay.
But I'll let you know as soon as the powers that be decide, you will know.
That'd be great. All right. How's the boss?
She's good.
Good.
She's good. Yep.
All right.
So. All right, we'll talk later, buddy. Thanks, Gary. Mike, Middle River. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I just want to get your opinion on some. I just did a bear hunt down in North Carolina early November. We were hunting in the Dismal Swamp, which is a
Dismal Swamp. Yep.
Oh, you've been down there?
I have not, but I know I have a friend that has land down there. Yeah.
Oh, it's something to see. But it's a minor issue. Overall, the outfitter was very good. I was happy, but he said he had 100% harvest rate. And I never saw a bear. Now, my son got a bear, but I never saw a bear while I was hunting. So I don't know how to read that. He's saying 100% harvest rate. I know it doesn't say the word guarantee, but I don't know. Maybe can I be able to negotiate a reduced fee if I come back next year? I mean, the license to hunt down there was like $460, which has reciprocity with three other states.
You'll have to ask him that question. But mm-hmm. that may be per party.
It may be what?
Per party. How many people were in your party?
Just two. It was supposed to be more, but a couple of them canceled. It was just my son and I.
Sure. Well, your party had 100% success rate.
Well, no, because I didn't get one.
No, you missed
the point. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, so if you had four guys in your party and one guy killed a bear, your party had 100% success rate.
But you might want to see
what he says on that.
Yeah, because he wants to know if I'm going to come up to the Great Outdoors Show, and I intend to. I mean, they were a great bunch. They were both ministers. Everybody was nice. Nobody drank. There was no cursing and F-bombs.
Yeah.
Food was good.
Yeah.
It couldn't be nicer. I think
Did you do the dog hunt or was it stand hunting?
I did stand. You could do dog, and he did offer to do it for free. But he calls me at 12 midnight. I'm asleep, and then for the next day, so I never got that message until the day, because they only hunt in the afternoon and evening usually.
Right.
I saw two road kills, and my son got one. And there's a little bit of a funny story. We're coming back after dinner, and it's really dark in these country roads. And now I look down. Here's a bear running alongside the truck. And my son starts laughing. I said, stop the truck, as if he runs in front of us. I said, you're going to mess my truck up. So the bear ran off, I guess, about 8-10 feet, but he was so black in this darkness you could still see him. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me. I said, I'm going to try this. And I rolled down the window, and I turned around and screamed at him. He took off, and I never saw him again.
You scared him. He wasn't scared of you.
No, but I didn't do it outside the truck either.
No, I wouldn't have either. No. I have a friend down there that owns 50 acres right off Dismal Swamp. And they hunt with much success down there, but they mostly bow hunt out of tree stands, out of, you know, redneck blinds and things like that.
Right.
A couple of years ago they were down there, and one of the bears climbed a stand. And
oh, I can believe that.
They were together in the stand, and the one fellow that owns the property, he's holding the door shut on the blind while the bear's pulling on the other side. And of course, you know, his companion is sitting there laughing at him, and he says, help me, and he says, what do you want me to do? You got the door. they've taken some really nice bears down there. It's a good place, no question.
Oh yeah, and you know, the thing is, I've done my little bit of study and research. I just how incredibly smart they are.
Bears? Oh yeah, no question. Yeah.
Yeah, they say they're probably equivalent to a chimpanzee, which is pretty high up on their.
Oh, it's very high up, and their sense of smell is unbeatable in nature.
Oh yeah.
Tell me how a polar bear can find a seal on an ice floe.
It must be incredible. In fact, I understand when they break into cabins, if there's food they don't like, they can smell through the can, like sauerkraut. They won't open that can.
Interesting. Well, they're very, 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 very adept at their sense of smell. So, and they use it to their advantage. I mean, I've hunted them in Canada and watched them circle, get downwind, get upwind, you know, that type of thing, and hopefully that you're up high enough that your scent doesn't go to them. But, you know, I had one circle me the first night I was in the stand and never showed up on the bait. you know, and then till after dark. And then, you know, I could hear them roaring and fighting and all that stuff at 25 yards. That was fun. So.
Wow.
All right. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Yeah, have a great day.
Let me know how you make out.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. James in Baltimore. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm fine. Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, okay, what I called for, I hear from Fran for a long while. That was a family show. You need to find me. I need to find out what it's worth.
I have to find out about Fran. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Maybe if she's listening, she'll call now. I hope everything is well with her. She had some health problems earlier last year. And, you know, I got an email from her husband, but I haven't heard from her. So I do need to find out on that. Maybe maybe our mutual friend Chuck will be in touch with her. Maybe he's hurt. But we do have to follow up on Fran, see what's going on. So.
Yeah, because I'm an old listener. I've been listening to you from your first come on the air.
Could be. 35 years.
From way back. Yeah.
Yep.
Even from the first wife, you know what happened to the first wife? I mean, you know, you keep us informed with everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mean my wife Kathy?
Yeah.
Yep, she passed in 2010.
Yeah,
so
I remember, you told us all over there. I remember all of that. That's how I go back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I go back to 88. I don't know how far you go back, but I go back to 88.
I go all the way back to 88. Most likely when you first came on the air.
Very good. I appreciate that. I do appreciate our longtime listeners. There's no doubt about it.
I don't call them that often, but I just listen. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yes, sir, James. Okay. Well, thank you so much. But I will check on Miss Fran.
Glenn every week.
Yep, Glenn's a good guy. I like Glenn.
Yeah.
Met him a couple times. Good guy from Chestertown. Yep.
Yeah. So. Okay, that's just it, Alan.
All right, James. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye bye. There goes James. You know Spurrier's Tire Service. I can't say enough good things about him. You know, first time I met him, I had something in my tire. It's coming through town, and I was looking on the phone. You know, tire services, and pulled over to Spurrier's Tire Service, and this guy named Brent comes out, and he says, "What can I do for you?" I said, "I got a slow leak in here." He goes, "Well, hold on a minute." He goes, that guy in that bay, he'll be done in a few minutes." He said, "Just hang loose for about 10 minutes. When he comes out of there, we'll pull you right in." And they did. And they fixed my tire on the spot. There was no, "Hey, you got a scheduled appointment," or "We'll get you in at 2 o'clock. Hey, just wait. We'll take care of you." Same thing happened to Tackle Box Tim. Tim was on his way to Ocean City, got something going on in his tire, pulled into Spurrier's Tire Service, fixed him right up, and off he went on his way back to Ocean City. Took about 15 minutes. I love those guys. You know, I brought a set of tires from them. I'm going to be getting my brakes done shortly. And it's just, this is the personal stuff. But they're located right here in Easton, Dover and Elliott Roads, right there at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. And they feature Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they've got the others too, Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires to fit your car or your truck, any make, any model, any size, up to tractor, trailer, and bigger. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, all the farm equipment. If you own a trailer of any kind, a landscape trailer, a boat trailer, or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires to fit. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Yep, this is what we found. This is how we're going to fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrierstire.com, and you can call them up on the phone, or you can just stop by. The phone number is 410-822-7384. 84 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Tell them you heard about it right here. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
right, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How about giving us a call here? Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. All right, so I want to remind you again that Bucks, Bears, Stags, the official record-keeping organization for Maryland Big Game, has just come out with its second edition of the record book, 208 pages of stories and pictures and photos and records of Maryland Big Game, the top whitetails, the top sick of deer, the top black bears, some big bears in Maryland, some Boone and Crockett bears, and some Boone and Crockett deer, and some Boone and Crockett, well, sick of deer aren't, you know, Maryland sick of deer aren't any recognized anywhere but Maryland, and we've got the list of all the top sick of deer. There have been some big sick of deer taken in Maryland, let me tell you, if you're a hunter. And that goes along with the Shanks Argo commercial, you know. That's the way to go down there if you have a private property or, you know, you just want to get back in the swamp. And that Argo does a job. I've been in them. And you know, the folks down there that have them love them because they can go through anything. Anyway, the record book is available online at bucks-bears-stags.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a drop-down menu. You can order 1, 2, 3, or you can order a combination of the new record book and the first edition. And the first edition we're offering at half price with that combo deal. So that's pretty good. I will tell you, Clyde Sports Shop has them for sale retail. Pools Taxidermy. Shore Taxidermy, Hitchcock Taxidermy, Wolford Store, Delmarva Sporting Clays, Chesapeake Outdoors, Shore Sportsman, trying to think who else has them for sale on the counter. Zimmerman's Archery in Southern Maryland. So we're putting them out. We're talking to folks. So you know they may have bought a dozen or something like that. They're a nice little display box on the counter. But just if you go to any of those places, just ask them for the record book, and they'll know what you're talking about. They're $19.95 retail, and you know, same online, but we have to cover the shipping costs. Shipping went up like incredible on the 1st of January. So, you know, we haven't increased the rate on that, so you're going to get a deal on the shipping. So here we are, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We might have a room for one more caller. Let's see who we have. Let's see. Somebody text me. Ah, yes. Ah, Lee, I got it. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Funny text sometimes that I can't share on the air. So, well, while we're waiting, let me talk for a call. Let me tell you one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne. The fine Browning firearms that they offer. Of course, they've got all the hunting supplies, the fishing tackle. You're getting ready to go fishing. They've got the bait. They've got the live bait, the frozen bait. They've got the rods, the reels. They've got the line that you can spool on your line. They've got all the lures. They got all the terminal tackle, the hooks and the bobbers and the weights. If you need anything, you know, if you're getting ready to do some perch fishing coming up, trout season's coming up, you know, here at the end of March. So, and they're doing some put and take trout stocking right now because some of the streams are open. Most of the streams are open, and you can check the schedule online if you want, see what waters are open near you. So it might be time to go take a look. You know, it's not crowded right now. You can shop with ease and check out the new lures, the new line, the new rods and reels. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You'll be glad you did. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They are open 7 days a week for fishing tackle, rods and reels, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and hunting accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You will be glad you did. Our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Do you have that fireplace in your house that you never use? It's beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous opening there. It's a, you know, used to burn wood in it, you know, and it's got the brick background and stone background. It's got a nice hearth. It's got a nice mantle. You decorated at Christmas, but you don't use it. Visit Backyard Billy's. Visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and fill that fireplace with a gas fireplace insert, a pellet fireplace insert, a wood fireplace insert. Like we have our gas Enviro EX35. I can sit here. I can control the temperature in the room. I can control when the flame comes on. Okay. When the flame comes on, we can, you know, we love the heat, the convenience of our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and you will too. Why not stop by? They're open 7 days a week. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Who's our caller there, Aaron? Matt in St. Michael's. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. Hey, me and Lily just wanted to say, hey, we're about to walk out and see if we can get a goose.
Yeah.
All right. You got any geese down there?
We got a few.
Yeah. Anything like in years past, or are they a little sparse right now?
A little sparse.
That's what I'm hearing all over.
Yep.
All over. I'm seeing new geese come in. I don't know if you got any on the farms down there, but... It hasn't been great.
It's hit or miss, you know.
I got it. Yep. Well, all hunting is. I mean, if you limit it out every time, it wouldn't be fun anymore.
That's right.
So, well, good luck. Enjoy yourself. I'll listen to see if I hear you shoot. Thanks. Take care. Oh, my gosh. There you go. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I think we're coming close to the end of the show. Yeah, pretty close. We'll be there shortly. But thanks to everybody for calling in and listening. And, you know, you can always reach me by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I got an email yesterday from a young lady who was jogging. Yep, and she was being followed by a deer. The deer actually came up and touched her. So she cut her run short and headed out, and then went back later, and the deer was still out there. It looked like a little button buck that might have been lost. Don't know, but kind of a unique experience. Anyway, we'll figure out what that resolve is on that one and let you know. 410, oh, we can't get phone number. There's the music. Good grief. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Hug your family. You know, stay in touch. Love them. And have a great season.